Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I had a sinkhole all set, ready to go, but fake Sean emailed me and he's insisting that I, you know, grab him by the hand here and lead him on his own Cinco de Five-O. So the list that was sent to me by fake Sean was the top 5 Aarons in New York sports in honor of Aaron Glenn.
That is
hired.
Very Sean-like.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Here we go.
Number 5.
All right, fake Sean. Number 5 on your list is Aaron Glenn.
That's right, Loogie. Let me say something to you loser Jet fans. Number 1, you're all very ugly.
Well, that's not very nice, fake Sean, considering the fact that you look like an ass that is shaved. I don't think you should be commenting on anybody's appearance.
Hold on a second there, skinny jeans. Jet fans are all like Evan. They're losers. They pick their nose and they don't wear deodorant.
All right, enough with the shaming here. What do you think about Aaron Glenn?
He's number 5 on this list. Got news for you. He was a mediocre cornerback. He was a so-so defensive coordinator. And he will be fired in a year.
Don't be talking about his job.
He will be fired in about a year or so. Sorry, Jet fans. Number 4.
Number 4.
All right, fake Sean. You have Aaron Boone is number 4 on your list? Come on, all Yankee fans hate Aaron.
Hold on a second. Aaron Boone. Here's why he's number 4 Aaron in New York sports. Aaron Boone is a big Eagle fan, and Aaron Boone texted me. You know he likes to text hosts here. Aaron Boone texted me and said he went to a lemonade stand with Saquon Barkley, and Saquon Barkley did not tip. You hear that, you hyena Eagle fans? Saquon Barkley doesn't tip little girls and boys at the lemonade stand. That's your hero?
Number 3.
Number 3.
Number 3 on your list. This one, I'm actually confused on this one. Number 3, fake Sean has on his list, Aaron Shesterkin. Fake Sean, there is no Aaron.
Aaron Shesterkin. A lot of people don't know this. Igor Shesterkin. Igor is his nickname. His real name is Aaron Shesterkin, a junior. Aaron Shesterkin. And the Rangers they got another point last night. So the Rangers are going to the Stanley Cup. I think in 1994, they won the Stanley Cup.
That's right. That's right, fake Sean. So, well, it's actually now 2025, so you can't do that stupid bit again. So, I guess there's an Aaron Shesterkin out there on the Rangers. That's number 3. Here we go for number 2.
Number 2.
Now, this one also is very, very startling here. You have Aaron Rodgers as number 2.
That's right. Number 2 is Aaron Rodgers. I went with Aaron Rodgers along with Puff the Magic Dragon, the Hana Lee, and we smoked a doobie. And you know what he told me? He said, I love my time in New York. I think I'm going to stay as the Giants starting quarterback. quarterback. So Aaron Rodgers will lead the Giants along with Brian Daboll, the greatest head coach since Newt Rockne, and Joe Shane, the greatest general manager since I created a team on Madden for the last 10 years. And the Giants will go back to the playoffs. Number one.
Number one.
All right, number one, you have, for the top five Aarons in New York sports, number one, you have Aaron Judge. Fake Sean? Oh, Fake Sean's line must have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Aaron Judge. So, there you go.
I see what you did there.
I feel like Frank Oz up here, but that's your Cinco de Five-O. And I'm being told...
It's my fat ass!
...that we misdiagnosed Fake Sean, or Real Sean, yesterday.
Yeah.
He is feeling better, and Real Sean might be back tomorrow.
Is he?
And I don't think Fake Sean's ever going away, but the Real Sean might be back somehow tomorrow.
Well,
that's what
this.
I was told. Sources, multiple sources.
I'm gonna telegraph this one for all of us, okay? When Real Sean is back and we're about to throw to him, don't turn his mic or lineup and just have Fake Sean answer. And I think for the first bit of time when he is back, chomping at the bit to say something, we punish him by just continuously hearing from Fake Sean while he's here,
right,
ready to speak.
And he is chomping at the bit here. He's received several text messages about Fake Sean, and I think Sean is feeling a little insecure about his job here.
I mean, Fake Sean was amazing.
Fake Sean's been unbelievable.
I get the sense. If I know Sean the way I know him, nobody's safe when he comes back, meaning he will be attempting a lot of three-pointers. He will be taking a lot of full swings. He will be making fun of everybody and, you know, poking fun at everybody.
Lesson, don't get sick.
That's it, man. Or if you get sick, just do the show anyway. I must say, we've done Cinco de Five-O's every day, every show we've ever done, sometimes a little bit later, but we've always done Cinco de Five-O's for many years now, however long the show has been on.
Yeah.
That's a top five Cinco.
No doubt. That was one of the best I've heard.
Yeah,
of.
Completely.
I'm starting to buy into the generational talent thing.
Yeah, me too.
That was impressive.
That is Fake Sean, by the way. And I said this to Sean off air. I go, Fake Sean actually got both you and I replaced. Because as people are pointing out, that Fake Sean is actually better than Loogie.
Sean is stealing airtime from Loogie, too.
In fact, I would not be surprised at some point here that Fake Sean and Bad Tiki take over for me and Sean, and you'll be looking at both of them. Well, we'll hear from Bad Tiki tomorrow.
That is true. I wonder if Bad Tiki will say anything about Fake Sean. I have no idea. He's got his own agenda.
He does.
We do not control him.
We do not.
I can tell you that. Let's get to some of your calls. And then coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to rank the preferable Super Bowl matchups as we get closer to Championship Sunday. But right now, let's go to Annabelle, who's calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. How are you, Annabelle?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
Good.
Okay, good. Good show, Evan, Tiki. Tiki, in my heart, you are a Hall of Famer. And I want you to hear my point from here on.
Go ahead.
Okay, the situation with Pete Alonso, Scott Boras is terrible agent. In a way that he got the contract to other people, but let me tell you one thing. Pete Alonso has made his own bed, and Scott Boras is going to help him with the blankets, because let me tell you, he's going to end up with a cheap contract.
Pete Alonso, and I firmly believe this now. Pete Alonso has to save this. This is about him now.
It's the only way it's going to happen.
He's got to save it, yes.
Yeah.
Because, look, coming into this offseason, if you would have told me the Mets offered Pete Alonso a three-year, what was the, $68 million?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what the exact figure was.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
That was it, because we were speculating, right? 90, and I remember it was a lot less than what they said, so less than 70.
3 years, 68. If you would have told me that before the offseason began, I would have said, that is a horrible offer. That's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Mets aren't serious. Well, here's why I got to take that back. There's no market for Pete Alonso.
No.
So the Mets, as much as we want them to just spend money, spend, you can't do it foolishly. Like, the reason they gave Juan Soto $765 is they needed to. They needed to give him every one of those dimes.
Right, because the Yankees were offering that.
Yes.
The Blue Jays were apparently offering him that. I don't think the Dodgers ever got that high.
No.
But I'm sure they were somewhere way above what they normally would have thought.
They had to bid that to get him.
They had to, because there was too many suitors.
Right, so in the case of Pete Alonso, as of right now, there aren't a lot of suitors, so the Mets made an offer that, sure, a few months ago, it would have been like, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best offer he's gotten. And so what I'm afraid of, and I think this is the likeliest scenario, and it makes me sick, is that Pete Alonso is going to end up waiting too long. The Mets, who've already made moves, not moves to take them out of Pete Alonso, but they've made moves,
right,
are going to eventually say, yeah, now we're really done.
Yeah.
And Pete's going to be stuck getting a worse contract, going to a worse situation. And the Mets aren't going to be better off either,
right,
because internal options are risky.
Right.
Who knows if they'll be better off? The odds are they're not. And I think we're going to sit here in May and say, wow, they both are not better off.
Right, and it's funny because when you look at that number, which was 22 plus per year or so, it's still top five in baseball for first baseman.
It's also the same average annual salary, yes, offer that they made a few years
ago. It's more than Matt Olson's making,
yeah,
with Atlanta for the next 8 years. And Matt Olson, most people would say, is probably better. He's younger,
mm-hmm,
than Pete Alonso. The top of the list right now is Vlad Guerrero, but that's an arbitration number.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter. Freddie Freeman's at 27. That's the one you would look at because there's 6 years left on that deal. But he's not Freddie Freeman.
No.
And so at least not past production-wise and probably future production-wise, because Freddie Freeman is ageless somehow at 32 years old. He feels like whenever there's clutch moments, he comes through. Pete did against in the playoffs this season, but it's like, what's his value? Like,
well, right,
his value
now
is not what Scott Boras thinks it is, which is the next highest of the guys in line, which would be close to 30. It's probably right where the Mets offer.
He should take the offer. I say that, and I think the only way to get this thing done right now is Pete Alonso on his own has to reach out to Steve Cohen and say, hey, look, I think I took some bad advice.
Right.
I think, right, he's got to admit that. I think I took some bad advice. Let's get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what is so frustrating as a Met fan, instead of saying it's your fault or this guy's fault or that guy's fault, is you're watching a breakup and you're realizing no one's better off from the breakup.
No.
The Mets aren't better off, and certainly Pete's not better off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Vasinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.